So today I'm going to be talking about prototype educational materials that we're working on for the development of coursework on fundamentals of public health quality in schools of public health around the nation, programs of public health around the nation, and also focusing on continuing education for the workforce. The work that we're doing is a collaboration between the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the UNC Gillings School of Global Public Health at UNC Chapel Hill, and the Public Health Foundation. And it's been a lot of fun, a lot of interesting stuff that we've been talking about and thinking about, and it's all a process in work. The objectives of my presentation today are, first of all, to talk to you about the purpose of the coursework that we're developing, to look at workforce and education as a really major priority for the improvement of quality in public health services. And I think most of us here in this convention could agree that we do have a need to continue working on quality in the field of public health and improving the core functions and the services and the systems that are all part of our public health world. Want to look at the competencies that we want to be sure are addressed, that when our students leave our schools of public health, our programs of public health, that they have these clear competencies and are able to practice them, particularly as they relate to quality concepts and quality improvement. And then we're going to talk about some potential topics that are under consideration for the coursework and potential next steps. So, our primary purpose in looking at and developing public health quality coursework reside around three, sort of fundamentals. One is that we want to be sure that we are providing existing and future public health workforce with the knowledge on fundamental qualities of fundamental concepts of quality in the field of public health. We want to teach concepts of public health that can be applied in any organization that is practicing public health, whether that's a governmental organization, a nonprofit organization, a private organization involved in the field of healthcare or behavioral health. Because we know public health is not just occurring in, governmental public health systems. It's a much broader system. So we want to be sure that we're inclusive when we talk about the public health quality concepts and quality improvement methods. And lastly, as we think about the coursework we're developing, we want to be sure that our students who are taking this coursework can immediately apply what they're learning. They don't have to wait till 3 years after they graduate or when they graduate to begin applying these concepts. And as a faculty member at UNC, I teach in the distance education program. Our students can go in this program after 3 years and get their master's of public health. Some take longer. But it's very rewarding for me to hear from people in students in our classes that, wow, I could take that and I can apply it right away. And it really made a difference in the organization. So that's a real purpose of our coursework. We want our students to have those skills. These are the main and the foundational bodies of work that we're drawing from to address the field of public health quality concepts. The first one is the 2008 Consensus Statement on Quality in Public Health Services. This was a joint initiative between the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Public Health Quality Forum. I've given you the website for this. I don't know how many of you are familiar with this work, but it is really critical. It parallels the work of the Institute of Medicine when they did the work on crossing the quality chasm and identified in that body of work six quality aims, quality characteristics for the field of healthcare. So we said, well, we need to develop nine quality aims for the field of public health and also to clearly define what quality means in public health. So, excellent report, and one that we're going to use as a foundation for the coursework that we're developing. In 2010, the same group developed the priority areas for improvement of quality in public health. And this is really a call to action for people in the field of public health. And there are six priority areas that are listed in this report that we want to be sure our students who are leaving their schools of public health and that the public health workforce are familiar with this body of work. And lastly is the 2011 National Strategy for Quality Improvement in Healthcare. While it says healthcare, there's a major emphasis in this report on improving population health and the health of communities. And one thing that I think many of us are now beginning to understand is we've really got to connect public health and healthcare and the whole field of quality and also behavioral health. You know, so we've got to be thinking about how we pull all these things together to really improve the population's health. That's our bottom line. We want our nation to be healthier. So those are going to be the major concepts that we're going to be working on. Public health, one of the priority areas that is mentioned in that, one of the reports that I showed you earlier, is the value of really emphasizing workforce and education. And it's really a no-brainer. I mean, a lot of people are working on it and doing it in various centers of public health quality practice and in different institutions. But it bears saying that, number one, we want to develop and sustain a competent workforce. We want to ensure that the educational content is aligned with the Association of Schools of Public Health competencies. And we want to assure that public health education is accessible at all academic levels, whether that be undergraduate, graduate, doctorate, or through the community education programs such as AHEC, such as the Centers for Training of Public Health Professionals. It's a major goal. There's great value in prioritizing the workforce and the education of the workforce. Number one is the impact. By building public health workforce with strong competencies increases their ability to face emerging challenges and improve population health. And as a former public health practitioner in the state of state of Florida, I was a public health officer in the state of Florida for 10 years, dealt with huge challenges in a very mid-sized, highly challenged county. It was Putnam County. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of it. But we had major, major challenges. And having a workforce with ongoing, strong education allowed us to really deal with some of those major challenges, such as a meningococcal disease outbreak that lasted for several months, such as having the highest syphilis outbreak in the state that lasted for the same year. Actually, all this happened in 1 year. It was a terrific year. We also had fires that caused an entire county to be evacuated near us, and we had to provide shelters. We also had flooding that year. I mean, it was a horrific year, but we had a workforce that was, first of all, extremely committed, highly educated, because we invested in ongoing education with our staff. Number one is the second true value in prioritizing workforce and education is improvability. As you work to improve the skills of your workforce, you increase the overall effectiveness of the services and the programs that you are providing through your public health organization. And lastly is the issue of practice variability. We need to close the gap on the huge variability that exists in the education and the training levels of different folks throughout the public health workforce. So what we did was we looked at 40 of 56 schools and programs of public health that were ASPH members. We searched for keywords such as public health quality and performance improvement, health improvement, improvements in public health practice, and if we saw a topic in any of those curriculum that didn't have a syllabus, then we contacted the instructor to find out, well, give us more about what your content is. Because we wanted to know what is currently being taught and, you know, where are the gaps so that we can fill those gaps. We also reviewed a few courses that we knew were taught by public health experts, such as Paul Batalden at Dartmouth, to look at some of the courses that they were teaching. Our findings were that there are very limited number of schools and programs with concentration in the field of public health practice. There were four courses in four different schools that offered public health quality improvement and, quote, public health concept classes. One school had a certificate in performance improvement. Primarily, most of the schools taught quality improvement, but it was in the field of healthcare. So these are the competencies that we would like to see our students leaving our programs graduate with, and these come from the ASPH competencies. First of all, we want them to be able to apply quality and performance improvement concepts to address organizational performance issues. We want them to apply evidence-based practice, scientific knowledge, as they work to improve their population's health. We want them to be able to assess evaluation reports in relation to the quality of those reports, their utility, and the impact that it has on public health. And we want them to be able to be transparent. Don't be afraid of saying, well, we tried this and it didn't work. These are some of the topics that we're going to be considering as we finish and work on developing our coursework for public health programs around the United States. Fundamentals of quality I've already talked about, policy, quality, health improvement, continuous quality improvement methods, and integrating quality in public health, healthcare, and behavioral health. We got to finish interviewing some of our key stakeholders. For each of the topics that we ultimately select, we want to develop subtopics, readings, assignments for each module, and then we want to create online access to this for all schools and all programs of public health in the United States, including some lectures and some discussion questions, and then market this to the schools of public health. For more information, please feel free to contact me. I will be happy to return any of your emails. As I say, we are still working on this, but given the gaps, what we want to do is develop the coursework. We're not developing a course. We're developing the coursework that you can take and insert in your classes as a potential module. And with that, I'll end. I have no financial relationship with any of this stuff, other than I'm very passionate, you know, about improving the quality of public health. And I thank you very much for your attention.